Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Today we're going to talk about making fitness easier. Start being comfortable with your magnificence. So you're going to find out what is the connection between you being comfortable with your magnificence and making your workouts easier, making it easier for you to eat the right foods and making it easier for you to turn down foods that really aren't good for your health. You are going to be excited about today's show. Why? Because, well, we're learning how to make things easier. Now, I want to say this. Everything in life is not supposed to flow so easily. Well, actually it is, but because of the whole growth process that we must go through spiritually and mentally and sometimes emotionally and physically, well, there are some challenges that come with that. So today, I think you'll be excited about the fact that we're going to make things easier for you physically. Okay, but before I start talking, I got to remind you guys, the Achievers Fun giveaway is on our website, designyourlifetoday.com. Just go right there. It's on the homepage. Just click and you can register to win. And here's the good part about it is when you register to win one of our gift cards, AMC gift card, Walmart, and Target gift card, when you register for those, one of the beautiful parts about it is you will actually be registering for our Power Up Today newsletter. Now, we don't bombard you with information or bombard you with lots of emails, but our newsletter is full of great information and information to help you achieve your goals. I mean, that's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach yours. Okay, so let's talk about how we can make fitness easier so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Now, as I said, today's show is all about being comfortable with your magnificence. Yesterday, we talked about rehearsing your successful life. I talked about going to the beach and visualizing the life that you want. I also gave a power action exercise that you could add to that, which would amplify you buying into the amazing lifestyle that you've been looking for. So today just compliments yesterday's show. If you missed yesterday's podcast, take the time to go and listen. You'll be glad that you did. Okay, now let's talk about learning to be comfortable with your own magnificence. I think we live in a society today where it seems as though if people are really smart, if people are committed to excellence, if people want to do things the right way, they get criticized quite a bit. And I don't get what that's all about. Well, I kind of do, but we're not going to go into that because this is all about making your fitness easier. But if you're going to make things easier for your life, in other words, what you want to make easier is you having the best life possible, you being able to achieve and live your dream life. Well, the best way to make it easy for you is to make it a part of your daily living. And that means make that your comfort zone. So when you can be comfortable with your own magnificence, with being amazing, with being awesome, you're not going to settle. You're not going to behave in a less than manner. You're not going to do things that are counterproductive to your success. You're not going to do things to hurt your body. You are going to do the very best that you can. And so you can be your very best, bring out your best self. So it is important that you become comfortable with your own magnificence. It's important that you become comfortable with being your best self. So with that being said, I would like to suggest that you really get a clear picture of what that means for you. What does it mean for you to be comfortable with your own magnificence? And if you say, I have absolutely no clue, well, I'm going to give you a couple of clues. First of all, one of the things that you can do to be comfortable with your own magnificence is acknowledge the things that you really want for your life, the things that you desire to have in your life. Acknowledge those things. Listen, if you want to be wealthy, acknowledge that. If you want to have a very fit, healthy, sexy body, acknowledge that. You know, if you want to have the best mate ever, acknowledge that. So you want to acknowledge these things, and you want to embrace the idea that you deserve to have the things that you desire. So first of all, you want to allow yourself to do this and or acknowledge this, and then allow yourself to receive it. So when you allow your heart to open up and express what you truly want, then now your energy has done a complete shift, and now you're headed in the right direction. Sometimes I think that we are afraid to allow ourselves to want things. It is okay to desire things. That's actually a biblical concept. Now think about that. You know, I think the Bible, you know, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, which means that you've got to have some good stuff going on in there in order for something, for you to get something good. So it's okay for you to desire things. Every good thing that exists, you should have it. If you're willing to do the work for it, and of course, in order to be fit, you have to work for it. You know, on my physical fitness journey, because I went through some things in life, and yeah, I gained some weight, and then I lost the weight, and then I gained more weight when I went to the chiropractor and couldn't work out. And okay, I didn't have to eat the way I did, but I did. And that's fine. What's done is done. But the point that I'm getting at is then I had to have a conversation with myself and said, well, wait a minute. When you didn't have to work out because, you know, you had to wait for your back to heal and everything to kind of get back on track, what made you eat foods that were not good for your body? See, so this wasn't about working out. This is about what's going on in my head that made me eat foods that were not good for my body. So this is about understanding that, wait a minute, are you actually acknowledging that you want to have a sexy body? Are you acknowledging that you want to have a healthy body? Or are you acknowledging that it's okay to be beautiful? Or are you rejecting all of that for some reason? So you really want to put some thought into your own magnificence. So in other words, I had to ask myself that question. Am I comfortable with my own magnificence? Because you know what? We are all magnificent. You just have to be willing to accept it. You have to be willing to embrace your magnificence. So when you can learn to be comfortable with your own magnificence, now you've put yourself on the path to getting what you want. See, the more you embrace the image of a healthy body, the more you accept the fact that you should have this healthy body, the more excited you become about your amazing body, which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're saying, well, you know, my body's not exactly amazing because, yeah, I need to work out. No, your body's amazing. Start seeing it as amazing, because when you can embrace that, now what's going to happen is it's going to go into your subconscious mind. It's going to become a part of you. As I said, you want to make being magnificent a part of your comfort zone. And when you can make being magnificent a part of your comfort zone, you don't have to listen to lectures where people tell you to step outside your comfort zone. Why? Because you're magnificent. I'm just saying. So you don't really have to step outside a comfort zone because you're bringing the best into your comfort zone. So think about all of that and put things, embrace images that will allow your subconscious to go to work and really convince you that, hey, exercise is good for you. Eating right is good for you. And it's actually, this is just a part of who you are. This is a part of your comfort zone. And when it becomes a part of your comfort zone, now you're going to do it. It's going to be a lot easier. So this is how you make fitness easier. You make it easier by embracing it. So are you ready to embrace your best physical self? So, and if you are, then think about what that means. See, it's easy to say, oh, yes, I'm ready to embrace it. But you have to take it a step further and identify what that means to you. Have a clear picture of what that means to you. And so once you can do that, now things become easier. And once again, I want to say when I talk about things becoming easier, please understand that that does not mean that you will not have to do some work. It does not mean you will not have to put some effort behind it. What it means is that when you're doing the work, when you're putting forth the effort, you're going to be more excited about it. You are going to be more disciplined about it, more dedicated to staying the course, more dedicated to making it happen. And that's what it's all about. That's how we do life with power. And that's how we start to get comfortable with our magnificence. So while you are on the beach, this is still a beach exercise, or, you know, wherever it is you're comfortable and you feel really good about you. If you have a reading room, I like my reading room. The sun comes in. It's really nice in there and it's quiet for whatever reason. It could be my imagination. I imagine that it's more quiet or quieter than the rest of the house when in fact it's probably not. The whole house is probably equally as quiet, but it just seems like it's so serene and peaceful in there. The point is, wherever you feel most comfortable, go into that place and really start to imagine what your magnificence is all about. If you've been holding your magnificence back, you guys can go to designingyourlifetoday.com. Go to Get Results and you'll see our free magnificence course. You can go ahead and take that course. It's a 5-day course. It's really simple, but it was a course that we started, I believe, in February. So we took the day-by-day limit off, so you can zoom right through it if you want, because it's very easy, very simple. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday, and you know what to do. Start getting comfortable with your magnificence and do life with power.